The purpose of this experiment is to investigate the sex differences in learning and memory. Our memory paradigm is modeled after Pavlovian fear conditioning as trace fear conditioning. Trace fear conditioning is done by pairing an unconditioned stimulus, in this experiment a tone, followed by 30 seconds of silence, and then a conditioned stimulus, a 1 second foot shock. This is done to the experimental group of rats. There are also two control groups, the pseudo-conditioned rats and the experimentally naive group. The pseudo group is exposed to the same tones and shocks as the experimental group, but unpaired, so they do not associate the tone with the shock. The naive group is neither exposed to the tone or the shock. 24 hours after the trace fear conditioning, the rats are again exposed to the same tones, but without the shock. After the tone is played, the rats freeze out of fear, remembering the shock following the tone. The amount of freezing is measured and recorded as their freezing rates. 1 hour following the memory recall, the rats' brains are removed and frozen. Later, the brains are dissected to remove the dorsal hippocampus. The dorsal hippocampus is then homogenized to be used in a Western blot, which is a laboratory technique used to detect specific proteins. In this experiment, we measured for two proteins, ARC and PKA. These are important activity markers which appear rapidly as memory formation takes place. The results from this experiment can be seen on the right. Under the title Trace Fear Conditioning, we can see the experimental and pseudo groups' freezing rates from the memory recall session. As you can see, the pseudo and experimental males' freeze rates were very similar, while the female groups performed rather differently, as the conditioned females' freeze rates were about the same as the males, while the pseudo females were significantly lower. However, this follows the trends from the baseline. In the graphs below, titled ARC expression in dorsal hippocampus and PKA expression in dorsal hippocampus, are the results from the Western blots. As you can see, there is no significant difference between the male and female rats in ARC expression. However, we do see a trend of the experimental group, labeled trace, having raised levels of ARC expression compared to the naive and pseudo groups of rats. In the graph displaying PKA levels, we can see a trend of trace females having elevated levels of PKA compared to males. In the control groups, we see the trend of male and female levels of PKA being relatively the same. Going forward, I'll have to add more control groups because we saw more freezing in the pseudo group than anticipated. I'd also like to add more subjects to get rid of some issues associated with a small subject group, like outliers.